with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where the lead story is the Packers' upcoming game against the Detroit Lions for all the marbles in the NFC North. And, Mike, going from 4-6 to where you're at right now, I'm sure it surprised some people, but I have never gotten a sense that you're surprised. In fact, I would say you expected it, and why is that?
Well, I mean, we expect to win. We understand what the expectations each and every year and the importance of, you know, playing to the standard that has been set before us. But, you know, every year is such an individual journey. There's so many things that can happen. And really, it's about the team. It's about our football team, the commitment to one another. And ultimately, it's about our players. So these guys have just keep chugging along, keep working. And, you know, we put ourselves in a position to win the division. And that's really what we're focused on this week.
Mike, what are you going to talk to the players about this week? What's the theme, points of emphasis, and that kind of stuff?
Let's quit talking about what happened the last five games. Let's focus on what's going to happen the next 5 days. And that's really what we'll talk tomorrow, you know, in the team meeting about, because it's important for us to stay truly focused on Detroit and really the challenge at hand. Going over there is a different deal. I mean, playing them home, you know, on this surface, and as opposed to playing the team, you know, on the road, particularly a dome team, it's a fast surface. So we're going to focus on the details of the challenge in front of us.
Mike, being at practice in the locker room, there is still in week 17, there's still an energy about your football team. Now it's a long haul going back to August. How do you maintain that energy all season long?
Well, to me, it's all about flow, and you're either flowing one way or the other, and it's a direct relation to your culture, and there's nothing that brings more energy to your culture than winning. So winning, really having the ability to stack success and really apply it each week to come in Monday after the Saturday game, still go through corrections. You know, you're in a routine this time of year. You are who you are. You know the way you want to play and the way you need to play. So that's a big part of our operation. So we're a team that, you know, likes to stay on time, do things a certain way, and we're really in the groove right now.
Mike, in the last few games offensively, you guys have been averaging about 35 points per, which is really good. And the other day I found it kind of interesting, though, you said, I wasn't crazy about the running game against the Vikings. What specifically you want to get done there?
You know, we didn't handle, you know, just a couple of the declarations and really as a coaching staff, you know, we were very critical of ourselves as far as some of the adjustments that we could have made. So, and I'm talking about three or four plays, but, you know, once again, that's December football. It's playoff football. That could be the difference in, you know, being second and two as opposed to be second and 11. So it's so important to play with favorable down and distance. It's going to be a big challenge to run the ball in Detroit. We actually haven't run the ball up there very well the last 3 years, and it's a real focus of ours this week.
How about on the defensive side of the ball? Where are you looking to improve in that area?
Well, it's always that combination of stopping a run and then the ability to get the quarterback off the spot. So you know, we have to do the latter. And I felt that once, you know, we hit that second quarter, particularly the third quarter, we were getting the quarterback off the spot. And, you know, and with that, the opportunities and plays were being made. So, you know, we gave up too much production there in the fourth quarter. So, you know, that's really been the focus for our defense.
Mike, the Lions started the season 1-3. And then they go and win 8 of 9. Now they've lost 2 straight. What kind of Lion football team are you expecting to face Sunday?
I can only tell you what's on film. So they play with great energy, and I think they're very well balanced. I mean, there's really no weak part of their football team. I think the special teams do some really good things, with their offense. I think Matthew Stafford, he's playing the best football of his career. They're very well balanced. You know, they ran a ball against Dallas, probably the best they've run it in the past month. And, you know, defensively, they're a different defense in Detroit.
Mike, the Lions, they got kind of hammered at Dallas, 42-21. Does that matter to you, the team's previous game, you know, what kind of mindset they're going to have? Does that matter to you at all, or you just see what's on tape and prepare that way?
I never really put a whole lot of stock in that, because if we're counting on them and we're kind of on anything as far as what happened to them or how they're thinking or how they're practicing, and then we're obviously focused on the wrong things. So you have to dust off the last game, win or lose. You know, frankly, handling winning is you know, I talk about all the time. To me, that's the biggest challenge. So really what the game in Dallas gives you is more of an idea of, you know, who's playing where, you know, right now, as opposed to, you know, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and so forth. So it's more, you know, data, and it goes into your evaluation. And then at the end of it, we're going to prepare for how we're going to play in Detroit. And that's ultimately what the focus is going to be.
Thank you, Mike. We'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
I'm Lance Allen. Coming up on the Mike McCarthy Show, right guard T.J. Lang. He's from suburban Detroit, what it's like to take on the Lions with the division title on the line. And he's one of the most nice guys on the team, but on the field he turns into a tough guy. Why? We'll explore that coming up. Back in the Mike McCarthy Show with our special guest. He is right guard T.J. Lang. T.J., welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Lance.
Final game comes down once again to the final game for the division crown 4 years in a row. What is that like?
Well, we've been there before, so we've got some experience to draw from. Really, we got to keep the same mindset we've had the last 5 weeks. Every game has kind of been a must-win situation for us, and we've answered the bell. I mean, we know how to respond to the big games. You know, this one's it's going to be a tough one. Detroit's always a tough place to play, being Sunday night. We know it's going to be a loud environment, but. Man, you got to like the direction we're heading as a team, especially the last 5 weeks. We just got to play with the same mindset. One game, we got to go all in because all of our goals are still right in front of us, and we've got to do everything in our power to go get a win.
You're from suburban Detroit. Your mom, your brothers, your family still there. Have they gotten over the whole, yeah, you're taking on Detroit once again thing?
Most of them have, yeah. Okay. I still have a few uncles and cousins that will probably be wearing some Lions gear Sunday night. But most of them do. They're Packer fans now. So it's never an easy place to play. I mean, every time I go back there, I have so many friends and family members and people that I talk to who are always watching. Kind of adds a little bit extra stress, but got to remind yourself, I've played a lot of these games now, so I know what to expect, but it is always fun. I think everybody really cherishes the time when they get to go to the stadium they grew up, you know, watching that team and get to go play. It's every kid's dream, and it's still awesome to be able to go back and play in Detroit.
You're never going to fully talk about injuries, but I see you after games, and you're barely getting around, having a tough time walking. You're a warrior. How tough is it to go out there and do your job, TJ?
It's, you know, for me, it's really not that tough. I mean, if I can move around and I have the confidence throughout the, you know, practice week that I can get the job done, it's all a mindset to me. I mean, I keep reminding myself that, especially this late into the season, you're not going to find a guy in that locker room that's 100% healthy. Everybody's dealing with something. Everybody's kind of got some aches and pains. I remind myself of that, kind of helped get me through. I look at guys like Clay Matthews, who's been playing with a bad shoulder, Aaron Rodgers, who's been playing with, you know, his hamstring and calf. I look at those guys, and they set a great example for the rest of the locker room. And for me personally, I've always been a guy that I want to be the most reliable guy I can possibly be, and I hold myself accountable. I hold my teammates accountable. They hold me accountable. And when I feel like, you know, when I'm sitting there watching games, I feel like I'm letting a lot of people down. So that's just always kind of been my mindset. It takes a lot to keep me out of games, and it always will. So that's really, you know, that's really what I can draw from there.
You're the type of guy that we always like talking to you on this show, but on the field, I would not want to be within 50 feet of you. What flips in your mind? You're a tough guy.
You know, I think actually I was talking to my college an offensive line coach last week, and it's something that I think he really did a good job of teaching me. When you cross that white line, you kind of transform yourself. You become a different person. And for me, it's something that, you know, when I first started playing offensive line, I didn't really have all the tools. I didn't have the footwork, the hand placement, the technique. I just had to rely on being physical and run around hitting people. And it's something it's definitely a trait that I still carry with me to this day. It's what really started my career as an offensive lineman. It's something that ultimately keeps me going.
And it got you to the Pro Bowl. I know it was emotional when you were talking about your dad and stuff like that. What does the Pro Bowl mean to you?
It means a lot. I think, you know, just talking with a couple other guys who have made it. Josh Sitton, one of my best friends. I think the general theme was you usually get it a year or two after you should have been there. And I know talking with, you know, Jordy and Josh, those guys should have been there well before, you know, their first time making it. So started to lose hope a little bit last year after I didn't make it. But it's a tremendous honor, especially knowing that there are other coaches around the league, other players around the league that voted for me. It really means a lot. So it's, you know, I think everybody wants that all-pro nod at the end of the season, but a Pro Bowl is definitely very high up on one of the, you know, the greatest honors you can have playing this game. So for me, it's something that it was very humbling when I found out, very proud of it. Something I can say for the rest of my life that I was a Pro Bowl guard.
Final thing is I saw you tweet out a photo of all the presents under your tree. Were you that good of a guy this year? Or you just got kids.
We had a packed house. They weren't all from me. You know, my mom, my three brothers came up, obviously, you know, my two children. It was just, it's a lot of fun. Christmas is always one of those days where you just get to escape from, you know, football, spend time with family, you know, watch the Christmas movies that are on TV, show your appreciation for your relatives and your kids and the rest of your family. And it's always my favorite day of the year. So that's, I mean, I'm sure it's a great tradition in everybody else's house, just like it is mine. You get up early, open the gifts and you relax the rest of the day. So it was very relaxing just being able to kind of shut football off my mind for a day and get to, you know, enjoy the time with my family. I don't get to see them a lot with them living back in Michigan, and it's always a special day.
Hopefully the gifts keep on coming and continued success, TJ,
yeah,
the rest of
this
year.
Thanks for having me, Lance.
All right, TJ Lang joining us right here on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, as well as Larry, right after the break.
Rodgers under center. Kristen Michael, the lone setback. Play action to Michael. Deep drop. Rodgers steps up, throws it over the left side. Jordy's there on the cross to the 15. Breaks a tackle. Diving for the 10-yard line and go out of bounds.
Welcome back. Time to talk some X's and O's with the head coach. And Mike, you got a first and 10 at the Minnesota 42 in the second quarter. What are you thinking? What are you trying to get done?
Well, we're going to take a shot play here, and we're going to do it in the run formation. You can see we have Jason Spriggs in the game here. You know, he's our offensive tackle that plays a tight end position. So with that, you know, we want to be in a run formation, tight splits to block the force. This is a formation we've run the ball out in prior to this game. So with this, you know, they're in a two shell, and the key is this is definitely a tendency beater. Okay, we have not run this two-man concept yet. You can see Harrison Smith right here. He's looking for a deep cross by Devontae, all right, because we have shown a deep cross package where Jordy takes a skinny post and Devontae runs across like that. So you can see the anticipation of their safety right here, Harrison Smith. So he's looking for Devontae to run across. Devontae hits the brakes, and then Jordy cuts across right here to the void. And like we've talked about in the past, Larry, I mean, you're always trying to create those big windows for the quarterback to throw the ball into. So you can see it's a great route combination in here. You can see Devontae's going to slide back outside. So we got a high-low read for the quarterback. We got great protection, and it's an excellent route angle, and Aaron's right on time. You know, it's a perfect throw and a big play opportunity for us. Jordy breaks a tackle. Big play.
Mike, the tendency beating part. So you actually, they're going to study you and what you've done in the past and all that good stuff. And so you flip it around and use it against them and do something different. Give them the same look and do something different, huh?
Definitely. They're in a good coverage. They're in two shell. They're ready for the two-man routes. They got four defenders in the back end versus two receivers. So, you know, that's a good defensive call. But with that, the route combination is what makes it work here. And it's, you know, it's a great route by Jordy Nelson. Excellent by Devontae. He's making it look just like a deep cross, the route I already showed you. But like anything, your people, Larry, it starts up front.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I was hoping you'd get to that part.
Oh, you bet. Look, I mean, you can see the full cell. And, you know, every gap's covered. It's a good fake here by C. Mike. Take a little color off of, you know, David Bakhtiari, so the edges are set. you know, really the stress point is on the backside here with Spriggs and Richard Rodgers, and you can see those guys do a great job taking care of that stress point there. So Aaron's able to set up plenty of time, get a clean read on the safety, and well-executed play by our players.
Mike, would that go down as one of those plays that is just the way you drew it up?
Definitely. No, I mean, it's a play that's really that's the first time this year we've run that concept. It's been in a number of weeks. We just haven't, you know, had the opportunity to call it, and it was ready to go against the Vikings.
Thank you, Mike. Two plays later, it was Aaron Rodgers to Jordy Nelson for the touchdown. All right, coming up, we're going to hand out game balls. Don't miss that. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to hand out game balls, and offensively speaking, one of them's going to Aaron Rodgers, Mike, as you know. And the numbers say 28 of 38, 347 yards, four TDs. What does the coach say?
Plus he rushed for one, too, I think. So
you're right.
Yeah,
you're
so,
right.
But no, just a big, big day. I thought he was in the groove really from that first series all the way on. So he's playing great football right now.
Another offensive game ball goes to Jordy Nelson, 9 catches, 154 yards, 2 TDs. And the thing I really liked about his game, Mike, is that on the first TD, he fought his way into the end zone. And in the second TD, he fought his way to get open. I mean, that was a battle, and he won it.
Oh, definitely. Jordy's playing great football, and it's really fun to watch him, too, when they connect the way they do. So, yeah, I think Jordy is doing so many good things from all three spots in at the receiver position, and I mean, we're going to need him to keep doing it. So he's playing great right now.
Defensive side of the ball. Last week, you said he was getting better. Clay said he was getting better, and man, he was better. He was an impact performer against the Minnesota
Absolutely.
Vikings.
Absolutely, and I think, not to cut you off, sorry, but I mean, just the way he's flying around and gets on the edge, and you know, you forget about not only how, you know, what a great first step he has, but you know, the way he can finish and come off a blocker, you know, particularly in the pass rush. So big impact plays that definitely factored in the outcome of the game.
Special teams going with Mason Crosby, and he did kick a season-long 48-yarder. And it's always tough in the wintertime at Lambeau. Mm-hmm. However, those kickoffs, the variety and effectiveness eliminated Cordarrelle Patterson from the game, the number one kick returner in the National Football League.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, that was our main focus. Ball placement is so critical. You know, I can't say enough about him because, you know, not a lot of people really enjoy kicking in this climate, and he just continues to get better each year. So we're so blessed to have him.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the last word from the coach. Stay with us.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
Welcome back. Time for the last word from the coach. And, of course, Mike, they flex the game back to 8:30 Detroit game. How will the head coach go about killing time waiting for kickoff?
That's the worst part of the day. I mean, I have a routine. You know, I'll just stay on the routine. You know, I have a routine for, you know, noon games, the late afternoon games, and night games. So, you know, we'll meet as a offense, defense, and special teams probably there about 11 o'clock. You know, then we'll have a team meeting, and then there's a little break. And then, you know, once you go to mass and pregame meal, you head over to the stadium. So I'll keep myself busy.
Mike, of course, you beat the Lions in week 3, 34-27. How are they different now as you approach this game?
You know, I mean, they're like us. They've had some injuries. You know, they have some guys back. But, you know, I've always looked at them, you know, obviously playing them here in Green Bay, or whether it's early in the season, late in the season, and, you know, just the way they play over there. I mean, it's always a very, very difficult game when you go over to the Dome over there. So I won't say how they're different. I think they're playing very well right now. And obviously, if you look at the stretch that they've been on here the last 10 weeks, they've been playing excellent football.
Mike, thank you and good luck. And thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.